Thought we would touch base again with J.K. Hanley. He was one of the officials that went down with COVID-19 and fortunately recovered. J.K., appreciate you stopping by. We talked to Joe Brandenberry just a minute ago from the officiating community, and of course everybody devastated with the loss of Kerry Layman. It's just hard to believe, isn't it?
Good morning, Greg. Totally, it's tragic. Very hard to believe. I think we're all still in shock that we're talking about it.
Yeah, we talked to you a couple weeks ago. It probably wasn't even fair to talk to you as you were just getting out of the hospital. I think you probably remember more now about what happened, but can you go back and kind of take us through that and what you do recall?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Officiating the in March 11th, officiating the girls. I was officiating the boys' basketball game, the second round of the districts. It was a packed gym. Everyone was excited. It was exciting. Very exciting night. And then throughout the course of that game, you know, we did the game, and then we came in contact with the other officials for the second game. We talked with them. And really, there was nothing odd about the situation. You wouldn't even have known that we were in right before the pandemic. Just unbelievable. It just came so quick. One minute, we're worried about refing basketball games. The next minute, we're in the hospital. So it's unbelievable, unreal experience.
Yeah, did the illness, did it grab you quickly, J.K., or was it was several days before you ended up in the hospital?
Correct. Yeah, my symptoms, a couple of weeks before I started coming down, flu-like symptoms, so a couple of weeks before I went to the hospital, then the symptoms gradually got worse to the point where I could hardly answer the phone, but I was in denial, thinking that it was just the flu, or, you know, I didn't think it was COVID, and I didn't know how bad I was until leaving my apartment to go to the hospital. My sister, Lori Grace, was in the car, and she's waiting for me to get in my car. Yeah, obviously, because we couldn't drive to the hospital together, so. So I walked across the parking lot. I almost fainted, and I had to take a couple stops. And I just, from then on, I knew I was in trouble.
Yeah. And then you were on a ventilator.
That is correct. Originally, I was told I'd be on I'd be under for 10 days. And luckily, I bounced back pretty quickly. I was back in 3 days. You know, it doesn't even seem right even talking about it right now after what happened with Kerry and his family. Still very tough. Still, it's just tragic. There's really no other words around it. It's just tragic.
But I know you have high praise for the care you got at Henry Ford Allegiant.
Unbelievable care. I think I've mentioned this a couple of times. It's just, you hear on the news how we are not prepared for this pandemic and everyone's scrambling around with their, like, chicken with their heads cut off. But where I was, you just take it around, you could be like a little fly on the wall. You see them do their job. It's just amazing. It's amazing to see how people react during adversity. And they're just, I can't say how happy I am with what they did.
I know I talked to you about a week ago. Has it been tough bouncing back, J.K.? I don't think you're still 100% at all.
That's true. Yeah, I'm definitely not 100%, but I'm getting better every day. I'm getting a little stronger every day, I notice. Now I'm having trouble with my medication and the side effects. So that's been tough. But other than that, yeah, I'm getting better every day. I have no complaints.
So do you think you'll be back to work in the fall?
I sure hope so. I really do. crossing my fingers. I think all of us are going stir crazy. I know I am. Been in this apartment for a long time now. So I really, really, really hope so.
Are you still isolated, and are you worried about this coming back?
You know, I try not to worry, just because so much to worry about. I think it's a type of flu that we're not prepared for. We don't have a vaccine for, and it's just taking us by surprise. And it happened so quickly. So I've been told I cannot get it again. But then I've been told here on the news that you can get COVID-19 again. So I'm not even sure if we really know what the heck's going on here when it comes to COVID-19. But no, you can't live your life scared. That's for sure. But you can live your life smart.
Are you still isolated, JK?
For the most part, I see my parents and I see my boys. So I've been seeing my boys an awful lot. But for the most part, I'm pretty isolated.
That first meeting with your kids had to be emotional.
Very, very, very emotional. Correct. That was. I was in the hospital. It was over a month when I was sick and in the hospital, where I didn't get to see my boys, and then I haven't. So just get a chance to give them hugs and give them chances, you know, to actually, you know, amazed to see how they grow, and have to, you know, almost a month and a half I didn't see them. So that was probably the most emotional day right there as far as tears go.
Absolutely. Well, you're feeling better though, right?
I am. I just started exercising a little bit. I still have problems with the biggest thing right now for me is just dealing with the side effects of the medication and still feeling weak. Still feel awful weak some days. And this has been probably, let's see, now I've been over a month now of being out of the hospital, so I'm still recovering. It's been a long process.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for stopping by, and we'll keep in touch with you. Keep up the good work. Stay safe.
Sure will. Hey, I was supposed to give a shout out to Denny Lautzenheiser. I told him he's a listener to you, and I told him I'd give him a shout out. He got me involved in refereeing for over, you know, 15 years ago, and again, we just as a officiating crew, the family here, and I mean, it's just. So there's no words. There's nothing really you can say to even talk about caring in the family, what they're going through right now. But just, but thanks for having me on, and I'll talk to you soon.
Take care. J.K. Hanley, who is still recovering from COVID-19.